It wasn't until we was back home, unsettling the horses by the stable, that Father spoke again, sighed deeply, and said, "Oh, I shouldn't have done it. I know I shouldn't. Dunno what come over me. Mother's gonna be awful vexed."
And he was right.
Mother was as angry as I ever saw her.
Told him just what she thought of him, and how they couldn't afford to go giving away 100 good bales, and how he was bound to lose, and how no horse in the world could plough as fast as a tractor, and that anyone with any sense could see it.
Father kept his peace. No arguments today.
Just said that
what was done was done.
And
he couldn't go back on it now.
And he'd
simply have to make the best of it.
Sure.
But I tell you something, Maisie. That Harry Medley got with his fancy car and his fancy waistcoat and his fancy tractor, he's gonna be worrying himself silly till November. You see if he won't.
But you'll be the silly one when you lose.
Well, maybe I will, maybe I won't. But be something if I did win, though, wouldn't it? Hey, Maisie, quite something, that.
Then June came, and thankfully brought with it one of the finest harvests of hay ever seen on the farm.
I remember. Couldn't move for the stuff.
And after that, Mother didn't seem quite as worried about the whole thing as she had at first. Though, still, for fear of causing further upset, nobody said a word about the forthcoming ploughing match.
Well, except out on the farm where she couldn't hear, and where Father would say things to me like, "If any horses can do it, then it's our Joey and Zoe. And you come out on top after 4 years in the mud of Flanders like our Joey did, then you can win a little ploughing match like this, standing on your head, in your sleep." And at school, if the other boys gave me a hard time, I'd say things like, "Oh, you don't know our Joey like I do." Or, "But we got 2 horses, he's only got 1 tractor. Or simply, "Just you wait and see." But in my heart of hearts, like everyone else, I thought it were hopeless. I mean, Joey was maybe 15 by now, and Zoe 20 near enough. And if they'd only been half their age, it wouldn't have helped, because horses cannot plough as fast as tractors. That's all there was to it. And I remember, I prayed. Never prayed before. Not much since. But I prayed then, with all my heart.
And then, it was November. November the 6th, to be precise. 4 o'clock in the morning, pitch black. Air still bitter with the taste of bonfires from up at the big house the night before. And old Farmer Northley marking out Candlelight Field down on Mr. Arnold's farm, ready for the contest. Mr. Medlicott leaning confidently against his tractor.
"Me and Father. You be me. I'll be Father. Mm-hmm. Me and Father, busy feeding and brushing down the horses.
Joey and Zoe. And a great crowd gathering to watch.
And not just folk from the village, neither. They come from miles around.
Mother saw us off at the door with a couple of pasties for our lunch. Wouldn't come and watch, she said. Had things to do about the house. Just kissed Father on the cheek and went indoors.
Took Father back a bit, that kiss, I reckon. She didn't do kissing that often.
And by 6:30, old Farmer Northley had us all lined up and ready.